Take a deep breath. And just a moment ago, we arrived at the Temple of Isis on the Agilica Island on our motor boats, taking us to watch the early sunrise as the ancient did in ancient times. Take a deep breath with the sun. As the sun rises, as your soul rises, as the consciousness of your soul and the consciousness of the sun and the consciousness of the Nile that is before you, merging in your heart, allow yourself to feel this moment, this preciousness. Feel more of the magnificence of this hour, of yourself, sitting here observing the slow procession of the sun rising over the Nile. Breathe. Open your heart more to the moment. Open your heart to the group that is here with you. Call upon the energies that you have from your ancients to the now moment. Feel the communication between you and the other side of the veil. Breathe. For within the conscious breath, you find the connection. Slowly, softly, peacefully, lovingly, compassionately. Feel all the energies in this space merging in a confluence beyond time, beyond space, beyond material, beyond the physical. Breathe. Allow yourself to feel more into the sacredness. Allow yourself to open up more to your bigger energy, to your infinite soul that has no beginning and no end. Allow yourself to love yourself right now even more. Allow the ancients that are standing here in their multitudes with you to love you. Feel their love. Feel their appreciation. Feel the compassion. Breathe. Feel the warmth of the sun. Feel the molecules of the water. Feel the earth, the dirt under your feet, and the wind caressing your body, and the coolness, and the chirping, joyful mornings of the birds. and the many doves cooing all around us in peace. Peacefulness, stillness, and gentle joyfulness that you are, reflecting, reminding you your true essence. Breathe. Timelessness beingness oneness and all those benevolent feelings some of them and many of them really don't have a name simply feel them Breathe. Go slower. Slower. Suspend time. Suspend space. Feel the expansion of energy of all of us here as one soul. Breathe. And with your soul's permission, let us call together for the energy of the creative source. Three times. I call upon the Hika. Call upon the Hika. I call upon the Hika. Breathe. Feel it permeating throughout your being. Beautiful.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So this is the 15th channeling in Egypt in the year 2019. We sit in an early morning situation watching the sunrise on the Nile at the Temple of Isis. Perhaps one of the most profound sights that this group will see. There is stillness here, and that's what we wish to speak of. This is an extension, dear ones, of the last channeling, number 14. And the subject is a good one, and it's one that is so interesting to so many. For it deals with communication. Communication with that which you call God or Spirit, the creative source, whatever it is that you feel is part of your higher self, that which is bigger than you. And the theme is this: it is not a one-way communication. History might show that in certain ways, with so many praying and so many beseeching that which is the glory of the Creator, with their hands up asking, hoping, wishing. That is so often the way history portrays a one-way communication. And as we said back in channel number 13, that the answer to communication that is two-way deals with an energy which is not linear, and that is love. We continue with the summary that on the walls in Egypt, the hieroglyphs, and all that is, all the way through the Middle Era, the 19th dynasty, you see the love of the God that they speak of, that helps them into the next life and gives them guidance and not judgment. That so much is there to see, an attitude of freshness, of youngness, of life on the Nile. Two-way communications, dear ones, is the way of it. And yet so many have missed this because you wish to linearize that which is the communication, the channel, the vessel of how you would speak to that which created your soul. Those of you with me now sit watching the sun come up. Is there no greater reminder of the creative source and the beauty and the freshness of a new day? And there are so many who would say, I wish I could speak to that which is my soul, my higher self, and yet there seems to be a barrier. The only barrier there is, dear ones, is the perception that is linear. As long as you wish to humanize the Creator, you will not receive many messages. Love is the source, the channel of the communication. And yet again, we said to you, you see it in everyday life with the love of infants that have your attention but not your language, the animals who will never have your language, but they have love. And there is so much communication between you. This should show you that this, the essence of God, is love, is that which you can use to communicate. In the last channel, I told you that much of humanity has discovered this in a superficial way. That if they're quiet enough, long enough, they feel perhaps there will be messages. And there are. But being quiet, dear ones, is not eliciting love. And so you get into the higher meditations, the ones where you then start using chanting and music, essences, in order to get you to a place that you feel is not linear, where you can go into a trance perhaps, or even a channel perhaps, where you can sit and wait for the messages from the creative source. It's a good first step. And we told you yesterday that really all you've done is to dial the phone and the Creator answers. But that's it. You sit and you listen to heavy breathing. Now that is a metaphor that there's someone else on the line. You know you're connected. You feel it. You're halfway there, but there's no messages coming to you. So the next intuitive step is meditation or quietness in combination with one of the most elusive things that we ever have spoken of, intuition. Intuition is very difficult to define. And for those of you who know what it feels like to be intuitive, it's not really something that you can plan and count on. Or is it? Most of you have intuitive flashes, and that name is given because they come and they go quickly. Sometimes you'll have an intuition and you won't even know what it was. What was that, you will say? I'd like to hang on to that for a while. And it comes and goes in a flash, and you wish you could slow it down because you recognize within that intuition there's a spark of communication. Intuition is a multi-dimensional facilitation of your consciousness that communicates with spirit. How many of you have had intuition, perhaps, to go someplace or not go someplace, and in the end it was completely accurate? Others of you who have intuition say, well, it wasn't all that accurate, and dear ones, that's because you second-guessed it and rewrote it. And you know exactly what I mean. You are built to be linear and logical. Here comes an intuitive thought. It races through your consciousness, and you go, well, perhaps not. Or, well, yes, but I'll change it just a little. You must trust first intuitive thinking, whatever it looks like, that's accurate. Sometimes intuition is metaphoric, and that is to say, you will not get a physical answer, but a picture that will lead you to another place or time where something else will happen, and you'll realize, that's why I'm here. So many of you have had this, and in retrospect, you realize it, but not in real time. And that's the subject, creating real-time intuition that you can count on, recognize, and have on a regular basis, perhaps even a stream of intuition. And if you have that, it's called channeling. For that is what you are hearing, dear ones. When my partner first sat down, I told you that all he received was a wave of love that filled him, that engineer, that unsuspecting human. It filled him with such love that he knew it could not have been from him. It had to have come from a greater source, as he sat in the chair and wept and didn't know why. Like he was overflowing and filled with the love of spirit. Now, this is critical, because what happened next to my partner, I want you to listen to. He's not a meditator. He never was. He was an engineer. And so when Kryon came in, there was not the emphasis to meditate. There was nothing that said, I'll sit and wait for spirit. I'll be quiet and hopefully something will happen. Because what he received was so powerful and so unexpected and so loving that it made him weep. And that's what he wanted. That was the communication. He didn't want to sit around and wait for it again. And so he said to Spirit as he sat down each time, tell me what it is you want me to know. He didn't wait for an answer on the phone on the other end. He spoke as though he was commanding his intuition to come forward and continue the process of love. So I'm going to give you an instruction about intuition, and then I'm going to do something special. Intuition, dear ones, is so much like you are used to when you would tune to a radio station in the past, where perhaps you had a dial and you would move it to the left and to the right until it was focused on a sound that you could feel and hear and know was correct. This is the process. Not waiting and not simply meditating and feeling good, but in the process of the meditation, when you're ready, you start the dialogue, dear spirit, tell me what it is I need to know. And in that, you visualize tuning in to the most beautiful channel there is. And as you concentrate in your own way, you tune in and you get a certain feeling that lets you know you're connected. And it's different for every single human. This is what my partner counted on and still does. In 30 years, he has never been disappointed. For when he sits, crying comes through. I'm there. I speak through his higher self. And there's never been a time when it was absent. No matter how he felt or how tired he was, that communication, which was love, came sailing through that which is his soul, his vessel, his bubble. And he receives two-way communication. This is the promise of an evolved spirit that all of you, if you choose, in whatever degree you wish, can have these kinds of experiences. Yesterday we told you that the female gender has it better than the male, because they are the ones that must listen in a compassionate and loving way to the children that they raise. They're built for better intuitive communication. And this is why in ancient times, dear ones, we have told you so often that the woman is the better shaman. She is a far better spiritual guide. And as you look around, even on the walls of the temples here, you see it. You see it in the Hathors. You see it so often, the mother cow, the ones who would be so soft, beautiful, gentle, intuitive. What beautiful guidance comes from the female. There is something special here. We have changed the order of the channel. We're sitting next to me is the teacher, Marilyn. And in this, she channels so many entities will come flowing freely into her, for her vessel is pure. And she asks clearly for those who would come to her with that communication, and one of them is Isis. And we sit in that place right now, honoring the energy of Isis. What better place for her now to continue the theme of intuition?
Dearest beings of light, I am so much in love with you. I come to you to remind you of whom you are, of who your soul has come here to be. I come here to this structure representing love, honor, presence, connection. I come here to remind you that just as the sun rises, your intuition is the same. I come here to remind you of the light that you are. And it is only your own belief, your perception, as our dear friend calls it, that you are separate from your own innate that causes the discrepancy. So I ask you now, for I am here to activate you. For I am here to help you understand the wisdom that is truly within you. To go into your core and turn up the volume. to acknowledge and understand that with that information, I plead for you not to question. As many of the great teachers of this planet have reminded you, where would we be if we each had questioned our mission? So I ask you not to question yours. Your intuitive voice does not come as loud as mine. Your intuitive voice does not come as loud as the beautiful birds in the temple. Yet their home is seated in the temple, just as your intuition is seated within you. It flows as the Nile flows, ever present, ever moving, ever connected. And as you breathe into the stillness and say, I am here, I listen, I am love, I listen, I feel, I listen, I connect, and I listen. Then that inner knowingness, that inner inspiration becomes the noteworthiness of your soul. For your soul connects with the greatness of satisfied success. Your inner voice may not sound like you expect it to sound. It may sound like the wings of a butterfly 10 paces away. That is why sometimes you get to be still. And yet so many times we keep hearing you say, I cannot hear, I cannot hear, I cannot hear. And dearest beings of light, that becomes your, as our friend Aronda says, your purchase order. Instead, breathe into, I listen. I move into my heart and allow my heart to speak loudly. I connect with the vibrational frequency of my own soul. And as I connect with the vibrational frequency of my own soul, the illumination of me comes stronger. And not the illumination of me, but you. You understand? Your wisdom is there in your heart. Yet somewhere along the line, you chose not to listen. And I'm asking you to listen once again. With practice, it will become as loud as these wondrous birds. You see, they soar, going back to their niche in the stone, finding their center, making their home in this sacred place. Your home is the same, dearest beings of light. Your home is in your heart, that heart of love. And just as you feel that heart of love, we hear some of you saying, but I don't know what love feels like. And that is your purchase order. So breathe in to the stillness in your heart as the world moves around you. to raise your vibration, to recognize and catch yourself in those intuitive moments when you get the message to bring your sunglasses for the sun will rise, or leave them at home even though you were told to bring your sunglasses. That is the not listening part. The more you listen, the more you're aware of tuning in to the frequency as the radio station, as your wisdom comes through you, to you, with you, and all around you. It is something you cannot stop, for it is always there. Yet it is something you cannot recognize if you choose. So I ask you to choose to recognize the message of your soul. I am activating your soul now with each gaze, each word, each symbol that goes into your heart, just like the symbols in the stone, to remind you of who you are, to remind you that the wisdom of you is to be present. There are those who worshipped me. That was not my intention. I am here in human form to remind you of your form of wisdom. Please, please acknowledge. And when you catch yourself into that intuitive, innate moment, turn up the volume. Dial in the frequency so you can always return to it. So you can always connect with it. And I implore you, do not step back from your mission. You are a messenger. You are bringing the messages of love, compassion, gratitude, joy, peace, clarity, wisdom, and laughter. For with laughter, it is the universal language, just as music is. As you understand on this journey that you are embarking upon here in the sacred land of Egypt, trust yourself. Trust that even when the world is talking around you and you find chaos, that the Hathors are with you. Myself, I am always with you. Even when you feel that creative energy is coming and is being missed by you, you cannot miss it. You can only postpone it. So I ask you, step into your mission, step into your innate, step into your intuition, and know that with every step of the way, it gets stronger and stronger. for it is now opened just as the sun has arisen. Just as, even if you can't see the sun, it's there. Just as your intuition is there. Just as the moon is there. Just as your intuition is there. I'm here to help you balance that feminine side. To understand that core of loving compassion. To understand the benevolence of your soul. I am here to simply love you. I am here to help you reflect and love yourself. So when you look into the eyes of this divine link that is called Marilyn, you will see me looking back today in love to remind you of that love. Trust that love and know that with that love, your intuition is soaring just as the birds soar. It is your innate. It is your ability. It is you. So I implore you, step into it. Left foot forward so you cannot be knocked over. Left foot forward so you can do the dance of life. Left foot forward so your heart is as strong as your intention. I know it is. As you are dialing in the frequency of your soul, your own innate, your own ability, and you catch yourself in those intuitive moments, anchor them, and you will always be able to return to them. Stronger. In the most benevolent way possible. I understand your doubts. I feel your fear. What if you are wrong? What if you are right? What if does not exist yet? So know and be here now. Be present. Listen with your heart. See with your ears. Feel with your eyes. For you are learning a new way to be. And I am lucky enough to be a part of that journey. Just as you were a part of my journey. Many millennia ago, I am grateful for you. Now you must be grateful for yourself. Now you must understand hearing in a new way as you are dialing in the frequency of your soul. I love you deeply. I see you for your magnificence. I hold up the mirror so you can see your magnificence as well. See your reflection in the eyes of all you encounter. For I will be there as well. It is with love and joy I bid you namaste, namaste.